climb is only there for me. If I climb up a wall, there is a line before, during, and afterwards. And this line is really done. But afterwards, you see nothing on the wall. I see in my inner eye my line. This is a huge design, maybe the biggest paintings we do on the high faces, on Aconcagua South Face, on Everest Southwest Face.
A geoglyph is a large design or motif, generally longer than 4 meters, produced on the ground by durable elements of the landscape, such as stones, stone fragments, gravel, or earth. A positive geoglyph is formed by the arrangement and alignment of materials on the ground in a manner akin to petroforms, while a negative geoglyph is formed by removing part of the natural ground surface to create differently colored or textured ground in a manner akin to petroglyphs. Geoglyphs are generally a type of land art, and sometimes rock art. A hill figure is created on a slope, so that it can be seen from a distance. A subtropical geoglyph mandala is a design or motif, generally longer than 4 meters, which has no physical reality, but exists solely as a trace of a historical pathway. This SGM may be represented on photographs or maps. With the advent of GPS tracking and digital data storage, instant mandalic images are now as common as cold sores. Perhaps the most famous geoglyphs are the Nazca lines in Peru. The works of the old men in Arabia are far more numerous than the Nazca lines, far more extensive in the area that they cover, and far older. Other areas with geoglyphs include megaliths in the Urals, South Australia, Mari Man, which is not ancient, but rather a modern work of art, with mysterious origins, Western Australia, and parts of the Great Basin Desert in the southwestern United States. Hill figures, turf mazes, and the stone-lined labyrinths of Scandinavia, Iceland, Lapland, and the former Soviet Union are types of geoglyphs. Many towns and cities in the western United States use hillside letters, also known as mountain monograms, on the hills above their locations. People have used tracking apps like Relive or Strava to create virtual geoglyph mandalas. The Mari Man geoglyph depicts a man holding either a woomera, a throwing stick once used to disperse small flocks of birds, or a boomerang. The creation of Mari Man occurred between 27 May and June 12, 1998.
And more we cannot do in this life. It's not important what we have out here. It's only important what we have done. But not what we have. And I am still functioning this way. I'm willing to spend everything for a project. All my money, all my time, all my energy, all my enthusiasm to do it. And afterwards I can say, it was not necessary, but it was great.